see trees of green and red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, I see skies of blue.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Reiner, Trisha on location. And this is a wonderful world.
Absolutely. And again, this hour is brought to you by Business Owner Tax Relief. Explore how to reduce taxes for all eligible companies, schools, and municipalities. 623-888-3210. 623-888-3210. And visit them at azbotr.com.
Breakthrough Entertainment's Earth Day special, What a Wonderful World, by Israel Kamakawiwe Ole.
Oh, no, really?
That's true. Kamakawiwe
Ole. How do you spell that?
Kamakawiwe Ole.
They said it differently.
Kamakawiwe Ole. You know what? We'll just try. There's no transition from that. There's no easy segue.
There could be a segue, because in theater, there's pronunciation, although that's a tough one.
Unique. New York.
Unique.
New York.
There's exercises, and we're going to find out right now, because joining us from the Arizona Theater Company Learning and Education Manager, April Jackson. April, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in. And I was just at one of your productions, Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, good. I'm glad you got to see it.
Yeah, that was cool. It was the closing weekend last weekend. And what was his name? Paul David Story. He is phenomenal as an actor.
He was wonderful. Yeah, he was great in that role.
Man, I just can't imagine memorizing all those lines, especially the way they talked back then. How does someone do that? That's what I want to know.
practice.
I just can anyone learn that though? I mean, or do you have to have a good memory? But see, what impressed me about Paul David Story is not only he memorized it, but it was fully integrated into his nonverbal, meaning he had to embrace it.
Well, that's the really cool thing about Shakespeare. He wrote in this great musical, rhythmic way that helps it stick in our brains. We remember that rhythm, and it helps it kind of get memorized a little easier. And it also gives you clues about what to do physically. It tells you in the text what you're saying, tells you what to do, what you're feeling. It's really powerful.
Wow, that is very cool. Now the Arizona Theater Company, they have, a summer program for kids? Is that what's going on now?
We do, for high school students. We have an immersive theater training program called Summer on Stage, and we're bringing it to Phoenix for the first time ever this year.
Wow. So tell us about that. What it's about, who is it for, how do you participate?
Our Summer on Stage Phoenix program is going to take place June 1st through 12th at the Mesa Arts Center, and it's going to focus on classical techniques and plays, like Greek drama, restoration comedies, some Shakespeare, and it's going to be for high school students. We're really serious about digging into some theatrical training, and then we're going to let them tell their own stories. They're going to use that foundation and come up with their own brand new original pieces of performance at the end of those 2 weeks.
So is this so it's an educational deal, training basically, and then is it open to the public? They're going to perform in front of the public?
We will have a sort of show-and-tell experience at the end just to celebrate the two-week training process that they've gone through, but it's not necessarily focused on performance. It's more about that digging in and the process that gets them there.
And how popular is this? I mean, you said the first time in Phoenix. I think you've had it in Tucson before, though, right?
We have. We've run Summer on Stage in Tucson for about 20 years, and that program has just grown and grown, which has given us an opportunity now to expand into Phoenix, which has been an ambition of ours for a while.
Now, you go to high schools, it's mainly high school students, I believe you said. So this is I'm going to guess, is probably for the very serious actor. Is that correct? Or is it for anyone who wants to just learn something they just don't know?
It's absolutely open to anyone who wants to participate, who wants to spend a couple weeks learning about storytelling and how our sort of entertainment today, popular entertainment today, has roots in these ancient forms. But our Phoenix program will be a really rigorous training experience for those high school students who have been involved in drama, who want maybe a little bit more of a professional experience over the summer months.
Now, I was joking around, of course, earlier with the new unique New York, unique New York. But you know what? Is there something that you could advise our listeners, or if they have kids at home? I mean, something, you know, some exercises they can do right now at home to maybe prepare for this.
You know that unique New York is a good one. That's one of my favorite tongue twisters.
Oh, okay.
But really, I think just keep an open mind and really look at stories all around you. We are human beings that tell stories, and that's what theater is. It's telling stories as a group, as a community.
Now, this could help in everyday life, not just in theater, correct?
I believe so, yes. Theater skills are life skills. It's about communication and collaboration, developing a strong work ethic, knowing how to work with a bunch of different people from all different backgrounds. Theater is an amazing foundation for any field you want to go into as an adult or beyond.
Now, if high school students attend this, let's say, you know, all 4 years of high school, for example, the real serious actor, do they have an opportunity to do one of the plays that the Arizona Theater Company puts on, or is it easier to transition to other venues, film, TV, those type of things?
You know, as a regional theater company here in Arizona, we do have auditions in Tucson and Phoenix every spring, and we hire equity actors. So this could be a way to get on the path to becoming a professional stage actor if that's what a young person is interested in.
Wow, that is amazing. And has there been anyone that's gone through your program that has, let's say, made it to Broadway, for example?
Oh, gosh, not off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Not yet. After this summer, though, right?
Yeah, I'm going to join. Oh, wait, I'm too old. You have to be in high school, right?
You could be an intern. Come watch.
Yeah, I could. Oh, an intern. Okay, I could do that. We only have a minute. I guess. Oh, looks like we're at the music stage. Well.
Oh no.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, April Jackson, for calling in, and we'll definitely mention when the more events come up for the Arizona Theater Company. A great, great, great organization.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Somewhere over the rainbow. Israel, come out, come away, ole.
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 Oh, it's,
yeah,
but it's Spanish.
You know what? He should have just shortened his name to Ole.
Israel, but is Spanish?
He is a beautiful singer. He has a beautiful singing voice.
He's a goner?
Yeah, he's a goner, unfortunately. Tragic story. But Israel, come out, come away, ole.
I like how you said that. It sounds like guacamole.
I like that, too.
Sort of. With Doritos. I mean, Doritos. What's Doritos?
We'll be right. What?
And Breakthrough Entertainment, we'll be right back. Clouds are far behind me, where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you fall.